This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and being part. Again, former FBI Director Andrew McCabe fired. This is a big deal. I mean, seriously. Nobody thought this was going to happen. They thought they were going to let him slide. But I'll tell you what I love. Something's going to break. Right? I mean, I get it, no duh, but something's going to break. Something else is going to break. He's going to give up information to these guys. He's going to do something to make them pay. Right? So the Justice Department dealt a stunning blow to former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe tonight, firing him just days before he would have been eligible for a lifetime pension after determining that he lied. You know, I heard people try to defend him today, saying, oh, you know, 22 years, he's done this, he's done that. The other thing was a great field agent, you know, the seventh story where he was stationed changed him. Yeah. He still lied to the FBI. He still did. I mean, just think about what went on in the FBI when he was acting director. Think of the things that happened, you know, even before that. Who's above the law? Apparently, Comey's above the law. He's above the law. Maybe that's what they start to figure or think when they get in at that level. Right? I mean, he flat out lied about the investigation, about the Hillary Clinton email server investigation. Who else has? Will they do the same to others? The department ordered 1202, and based on a report of the Inspector General, the findings of the FBI Office of Professional Responsibility and the recommendations of the department's senior career official, Sessions said, I have terminated the employment of Andrew McCabe, effective right this minute, which means he can't get back into the office. Well, he shouldn't be allowed. Somebody will cover him if he comes in to get his personal belongings. After an extensive and fair investigation, according to the Department of Justice procedures, the Department Office of Inspector General provided its report on the allegations of misconduct by Andrew McCabe to the FBI Office of Professional Responsibility, and he is gone. Yesterday's news, but he won't be. He'll be back. Right? I mean, do you think this is the FBI trying to get some credibility back? I don't, but I'm just asking. And if he's got the goods on Comey, you know, talking to Timmy during one of the breaks, and I said, so how long do you think he'll be alive? If he's got the goods, and he's kind of saying, you know, somebody's going down with him, he's not taking this alone, right? I can only imagine. And just think if this IG releases the report on the FBI Clinton probe. Right? Think about this. What could possibly be in there that they'd have to redact? Other than she's guilty about 62 times all the way through. So, you know, this is just going to be so much more to come here shortly. I mean that seriously. I'm good with it. I think it's wonderful. So an abortionist says that babies can't scream while I abort them. Why? Because I cut the cord first. And I don't believe she's talking about the umbilical cord either. Right? Now, in an earlier version of the story, or in another version of the story, it's thought to believe that she was referring to vocal cords. So though they could feel the pain, they couldn't scream. LifeSite News is reporting that preborn babies don't scream as they are aborted because I transect the cord first, so there's really no opportunity. Leah Torres, an abortionist with a big Twitter presence, tweeted that if babies she kills are developed enough to have larynxes, she snips the cord so they don't scream. Now, somebody got a screenshot of it, and it's been since taken down. So she goes on to say, you know, fetuses can't scream, right? I transect the cord first, so they really no opportunity, right? If they're even far enough along to have a larynx. I won't apologize for performing medicine. I'm also a uterus ripper-outer, if that's how you'd like to describe a hysterectomy. But I like the part where it says, I won't apologize for performing medicine. Now look, here's what I would ask this woman, this animal. This hypocrite, really, right? You know fetuses can't scream, right? I transect the cord, so there's really no opportunity if they're even far enough along to have a larynx. Well, humans scream. People with feelings scream. People who know what's going on would scream. You're taking its life. You're hurting this. Don't you take a Hippocratic oath to do no harm? And why would you have to cut the vocal cords, right? Why would the fetus, who's not a human, obviously, right? By your own words, what's the problem? Why cut the cords? Why keep that thing from screaming? And I hate to tell you something, lady. First of all, somebody should take an MD away from her. Don't let her put that up there in a tag. But, you know, the fact that you know enough to know that it hurts them and you have to cut the screaming sound is a big deal. She then went out and said, I appreciate that. I'm not sorry for the post. I'm not sorry other people can't open their eyes and see plastic. Oh, no, I'm going to save this to the side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
That's right.
At the top of his list.
Through with us. And as President Trump said, it'll be a firestorm like you've never seen before. I'm telling you, you little foo-foos out there, they get so upset at the way President Trump speaks about things. You know, sometimes I think he's over the top. Sometimes I think he needs to pull it back. But you know what? I'm not president. You know something else? North Korea is not firing off missiles anymore. I don't know if they're not enriching uranium or doing that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know. I'm not going to tell you that I have a clue, because I don't. But listen, he's going to meet with them. He's changed the conversation, hasn't he? He's changed the atmosphere. And, you know, to my lefty friends who always say to me, but he's ruined our relationship overseas. Well, first of all, that's a lie. Secondly, if it's true in any way, it's because they know now when he says, I'm going to do, guess what's going to happen? He's going to do. That's what's going to happen. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get used to it. He's going to be around a while. I know some of you left that he's gone in the next election. You are sucking on fairy dust. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. We're talking about the abortionist who says that she cuts the vocal cords, the spinal cord, whatever it is that she cuts. Nobody really knows. So the babies can't scream when she's aborting them. And then when somebody took her to task for what she said, she sends out another tweet because she's too stupid to know when to stop. She says, I'm not sorry for the post, but I am sorry that other people can't open their eyes and see past blind hatred and ignorance in order to view a greater good. What's the greater good? Maybe she's in New York and she's the one that's aborting more black babies every year than are being born. Maybe that's why. Maybe she doesn't see a reason for more black babies to be born. I don't know. I'm asking. Right? But see past their blind hatred of what? Of you taking human life? Anybody should hate evil. Anybody should hate the taking of human life. And what's the ignorance? See, they like to throw out these words to make you feel bad. She does it. For me, to use one of their words, when you start calling me those names, you empower me. How do you like that? How does that freak you out, lady? Seriously. So, please, keep posting this stuff. And to my Christian friends, keep voting Democrat. No, really, because you must be okay with this. Tori said she deleted a tweet because my friends asked me to, but I'm not sorry for it. Deleting the post was for the greater good of the reproductive health. What the heck? Deleting the post was for the greater good of reproductive health. Really? Her friend is trying to have open dialogue between pro-life and pro-choice people. And the tweet made that hard. Why? Why? Truth is truth, right? If you really believe that to be truth, why would you hide it? Why would you stop? Why don't you just speak it as it is? Doris is based in Utah. She works for Planned Parenthood, according to the Center for Medical Progress. Now, David Dallandell, or she works for the founder, David Dallandell. I'm doing the best I can here. Now, he didn't investigate Utah Planned Parenthood because their abortion doctors were the only ones who actually scared me, he said. CMP didn't end up doing an undercover site visit, in part because their abortion doctors were the only ones who actually scare me. Thanks for Leah Torres and her very honest reminder that Planned Parenthood kills humans. The Silent Scream is a famous documentary narrated by Narol, founder and former abortionist from the early days of pro-life movement. It shows an actual abortion on an ultrasound of an 11-week-old baby being killed. And it appears to be crying in pain. Well, wonder why wouldn't they show that? I'm curious. I'm serious. Why would they not show that in reproductive health classes and allow the kids to make their own choices? Isn't that the right way to do it? Isn't that what they're all about? Aren't they all about choice? Except in this case, I guess. I don't know. I'm just asking. Right? They're sick people. They're sick, sick, sick people. Where else am I? Let's see. All right. Here's a good one. The Chicago students, you know, they were walking out for peace and safety. And they wanted safer schools, but But apparently, they don't really care so much about safer Walmarts. Because Chicago students allegedly trashed a Walmart during the National School Walkout Protest. Isn't that wonderful? About 60 students from Chicago High School used their time during a National School Walkout to protest and wreak havoc at Walmart. Now, this is according to witnesses that were there. The Walmart shoppers and store employees were stunned by the destruction allegedly inflicted by Simeon Career Academy students on Wednesday morning. And they have it in footage, so the kids can't say they were. See, this is what we were talking about before. It's all about violence. It's teaching violence. It's pushing violence. It's basically saying that violence is not a problem. Think about that. Now, after watching the video, I'm not going to watch the video now. These guys jacked up our store pretty good, one Walmart employee said. They pounced on cars in the lot. They vandalized two of the school buses parked there, threw Gatorade bottles at shoppers, smoke bombs. Man, I'm thinking they should have smoked something to go in there like that. The employee said, we even heard gunshots in the parking lot. Now, police are trying to identify between 20 to 60 of the students who took the five-minute walk from the school and trashed the parts of the store, knocking over product displays, you know, yanking items off the shelves, breaking packages, just having themselves just a good old time, right? Isn't that what you used to do in high school? Hey, what are you guys going to do after school? I don't know. I'll go down and trash Walmart. Sounds like a lot of fun, don't it? We're very concerned that a walkout intended to promote peace instead led to vandalism. Well, did you really expect anything else? And the funny thing about this, this comes from the Chicago Public Schools, where vandalism or violence reigns supreme. And guess what they don't have? Guns. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
anytime,
any place,
anywhere.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media.
At home,
at work,
in the car,
on smartphones.
Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week.
That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business
one of the best decisions you can make.
Email advertise@gcnlive.com
and partner up with an experienced GCN representative.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Genius. Hey, Mexico.
We are back.
They will just be back in school anyhow.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of the conversation and being part of the process. I mean, seriously, I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always a pleasure. You know, you guys give me a lot of good stuff to work with, but just remember, don't always pick it, because maybe I've done the story already, and you just didn't know, because you don't listen every night for 3 hours. It's okay. We all got lives. But sometimes, yeah, I do. You'll send me something and go, hey, did you do this story? And I want to be the smart butt that I am, go, yes, Tuesday, but I don't. Because I appreciate you looking it up. I do appreciate you taking the time looking for the stuff and then sending it to me. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right, a lot going on there, too. I'm going to try to get this fellow Jordan Peterson on the show. Now, he's taking a lot of heat. And they're trying to... The psychobabblers are trying to yank this guy down. Because, you know, he's been going through and he's got a book out called 12 Rules for Life. And he talks about how far we've flushed as a society. Because now we don't care, you know, there's no more morality. And that's the biggest part of what he talks about. And he talks about religion, and he talks about the things that we've gotten away from. And what I find is these people on the left that are so sold out to socialism, so sold out to anything goes, right, that they try to give you all kinds of reasons why they're right and we're wrong. Yet he shows you, I've even showed you to a degree, how over the decades, decade by decade, things change. Violence gets worse. kids get more out of control. There's more chaos in the world. There's less parental control. There's less discipline. Less consequences. Less self-responsibility. But the left will tell you, that doesn't matter. There's less God. Left will tell you, that doesn't matter. Well, the devil will tell you that doesn't matter. So I guess they're on the same page. I love the comment Nancy Pelosi made months ago. That they're the left, who believes in abortion, the left, does the work of God. That's right. And the right does the work of the devil. You just have to sit there and scratch your head and go, oh, my God. Does she have brain cells for real? There's a Green Beret that blasted the National Walkout Day. He counters the whole thing by having his kids do something special. You know, the media applauded the walkout day. They applauded the kids. But I'm going to go back to what I've been saying, which is, why are we applauding this when the majority of this was pushed on them by outside influences, outside sources? Now, while the media applauded the bravery of the teens walking out of class, this Green Beret had a different mindset. He said this wasn't a grassroots movement. It was an AstroTurf movement. And it was funded by big-name progressive organizations who hate guns to begin with. It was funded by, in part, by Planned Parenthood. Yours and my tax money going to them. Isn't it funny how they put out a tweet that says, we need to fight and end gun violence in all communities. Today, students, teachers, school administrators, parents, and allies will come together for 17 minutes and demand the end of gun violence. How about we demand the end of abortion? What do you think? You on board? Talk about violence. Watch that movie Silent Scream. There's a lot of other good ones out there right now. Right? One tweet went up that said, young people should never have to fear that they will lose their lives in senseless gun violence. No human, Joe says, should have to fear that they will lose their lives in senseless gun violence. Don't you think? And you really think that Planned Parenthood is standing with these students because they give a rat's behind? Now, the left, the people on the far left applauded the kids for walking out of school to protest the Second Amendment. Right? It was all about gun control. Wasn't it supposed to be in honoring the 17 that died? I know some schools that did, they did a reach out 17 where every child was asked to reach out to 17 kids and make a connection. And you can't argue that the traumatized teens that, you know, that the left has been using its political human shields for all intents and purposes, right? And Brian Sykes, a retired Green Beret and pretty staunch patriot, had his kids do something else for National Walkout Day. He says, while some kids participated in National Walkout Day, marching from the classroom with their infinite life experiences and well-informed opinions regarding public policy, mine helped me load ammo. Yeah, I know some parents just lost their minds. He says, being a follower is easy. And he's right. It's no different than I said to some of my Christian friends. Being a Christian on Sunday morning, no problem. You don't even have to work hard at it. Now, it isn't easy to stand up for the right thing when the right thing is being vilified, is it? Right? Like all these kids that are being aborted. It's not easy standing up for them. It's not easy calling it out as to what it is, calling it murder. That's a pretty hefty charge on somebody, isn't it? And then you make the mothers who put them up for abortion or went for the abortion, you make them feel like murderers. It's a tough thing to stick up for. Now, I don't blame it all on the mothers because they've been taught that this is just a blob of cells. They've been taught this isn't a life. They've been taught that their life is more important than anything around them. Now think about that. What if your soldiers overseas had that attitude? That their life was more important than anyone around them, they wouldn't fight for your rights. Because their lives were important. See, they may lose their life overseas fighting for me. That's why I'm so appreciative of them. And that's why the left calls them stupid and goons and followers. Look it up. You know I'm right. They're low IQ people, that professor from the college who said it's the only job they could get. And they've got such a low IQ, they love going killing people. Right? Y'all heard it. Now, he goes on to say that these are all fighting for freedom. And that freedom is protected by the Second Amendment. It would be easier to discuss these things with them if they'd bother to learn a little bit more about guns before calling on common gun sense control. Seriously. Right now, many have said, you know, good, Brian. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Keep up the loud noise. I always say the same thing, too. Raise your kids to stand up for what they believe. Not what the company around you does, not what the party does, not what your buddies do. What do you believe? Now, if we're supposed to give all these vets our honor, as the left says they believe, Brian isn't just a Green Beret. He's a well-spoken hero. He's a Purple Heart recipient. We're all grateful for his service. Should he not get the same honor and respect that others do? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of these stories you should be putting together yourself, and not just sending to me. Read them to your kids, your nieces, your nephews. Get involved in their lives, no matter what their parents say or do to you. You know, taking a stand is uncomfortable sometimes. Taking a stand will put you at odds with family members. You have to do the right thing. We all do. Not just me, not just you. We all have to do the right thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up next right after the break. Go grab a drink. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Got a lot more I want to talk about.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I ain't going live. No, that's the Michelle I watch here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Sign on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and being part of the conversation, sending me notes, messages, whatever. Any way you can get me a message, I'm fine with that. But, heck, jump in the chat room. We have a chat room on the website, therealside.com. Where you can talk with smarter people. Go up and look. A lot smarter than I am. Or you can head over to Facebook, where we have a live feed going there as well. And we are making some minor changes to that to make sure that everybody has a shot to say what they want to say and see what's going on. Because I am so tired of fighting somebody's social media outlets. I'll put it that way. And we get notice on a regular basis from some of the companies we work with, and the last notice we got was that basically, if you're on Facebook, get off. They're not going to be friendly to you in any way, shape, manner, or form, Joe. So we really have to work hard at this. You know what? I'm not going to go into the story right now, but I want you to look it up later yourself, how the California mayor, the Oakland mayor, some of you, unless you've been in a coma, know that the California mayor alerted the illegals that ICE was coming. And somebody asked the other night, you know, why does anybody even have to tell her? Well, ICE, the feds, they all have to coordinate. When they come into a city to do raids like that, you got to coordinate. Otherwise, the police are blindsided. Everybody's blindsided over it. Some said that the people that they were going after, you know, the 800 that they missed weren't because of her, because they don't always get them all. They get 20 to 25% of the people they're going for. Okay, let's say what you're saying is true. Why don't you let ICE decide? ICE, you don't know that in that group of 840, there weren't some of the worst in there. And ICE could have got them. But never mind. You're not interested in that. You're only interested in this case. If you're a supporter of this mayor, then you're only interested in exactly what Trump said at the wall. You're only interested with allowing the rapists, the murderers, the thieves, the robbers. That's all you're interested in protecting. You're not interested in protecting the American people. And that mayor didn't just do a tweet. She reached out to illegal immigrant activists to let them know what ICE was going to be doing. So, you know, if one of those 800 people, 800 illegal animals, right, already wanted on a federal warrant, or already wanted, period, does anything really bad, don't you think, who's with me, don't you think she should be arrested as an accessory to whatever that person does? Isn't that how it works? I don't have to go into the bank and rob it with you. You can just ask me to give you a ride at the bank. And if I know what went down and I've given you a ride in my car, I'm an accessory to robbery. And God forbid you kill somebody when you're in there, I'm an accessory to murder. It's not brain surgery. Ain't that hard to figure out. This one is a beauty, too. This exactly falls under, they don't want equality, they want control. Ohio students suspended for staying in class during the national walkout day. Now, at Ohio, school student, as he tried to stay apolitical, if you would. And some, look, if that's what you want to do, then you do it. So he didn't want to get involved in the national walkout. But he was suspended for his choice to remain in the classroom instead of joining protests or alternatively going to the study hall. Now, Jacob Shoemaker, senior at Hillard Davidson High School, said that he didn't want to take sides in the gun control debate consuming the country. You know, if he went outside for a walkout, he said he would be supporting the gun control. If he stayed in the common area of the school, he said he would be seen as supporting gun violence and disrespecting the 17 lives lost in Parkland, Florida. Jacob had met with the school principal on Tuesday, a day before the rally, for about an hour to find out what exactly the walkout was supporting. But he said the principal reportedly told him it was for the students to express themselves. I guess it's the only way you can express yourself. He decided instead to stay in the class for about 20 minutes doing homework after the teacher and fellow classmates left and locked the door. When they returned, he was slapped with a suspension. It was that simple. Jacob's father, Scott Shoemaker, said that his son was trying to stay neutral and did nothing wrong. Politics belong in school, he said. Students shouldn't be pressured into taking a side. I agree with him. I think that, look, if you want to take a side, great. If you didn't want to take a side, that's great, too. I think they should be responsible and have to put up with the consequences. You walk out of the room, you walk off campus. If the school rules that you walk off campus, you mark truant, then you get marked truant. You decide to take the pain. You know, again, I love these administrators fighting for these kids not to get a zero for the day, not to be marked as absent, not to be given any negative fallout from it. It goes right into the snowflake mode. You're not responsible for anything you do. You shouldn't be in trouble for having thoughts, unless you're a conservative. But, I mean, think about it. The majority of these kids walk out to get out of school for the day or for a few hours. When you look at the signs that they were carrying, it was very obvious that somebody was poking and prodding them. If the signs were saying things like, hey, we want it safe for schools, okay. Right? Don't you care about your most precious commodity? Help keep our kids safe. Help keep us safe. Protect me. I mean, I can think of a million signs that we could have came up with, would have got the message across without actually taking a side. Without hacking at the NRA. That one side I saw that said, you know, Republicans are guilty for the blood, the Democrats are not. Really? So let me tell you what, little girl carrying this sign. Why don't you ask Obama and the Democrats, when they had the 2 full years to get anything they wanted passed, why didn't they do it then? If it was so important, if your lives were so important to them back then, why didn't they do it then? Come on, help me understand. Now, the school, as well as Shoemaker now, are receiving death threats and hate messages. So much for love Trump hates. Scott Shoemaker said his son was just trying to be introspective. He wasn't acting out. He wasn't taking a stand one way or the other. And he didn't do anything to deserve all of this. Now, the district says the reason they suspended him was the school policy. You know, they're responsible for the student safety. And students can't be wandering around unsupervised on campus, so they can't be left unsupervised. Now, that, I got to tell you guys, as much as you want to hear it or don't want to hear it, that's a valid point. But I would say in this case, it looks like they're singling him out over it. I'm sure there were others that were out and about. Maybe we haven't heard about it. They haven't found him yet. But as much as you don't want to hear this, it is correct. I mean, if he went to the library, is he actually doing pro-gun? That's the way the school was making it look. Always appreciate your time with me. Listen, on a different note. You know, we had an election in Pennsylvania the other night. And somehow we lost that. Now, look, we didn't lose it by big numbers. There's another election coming up really quick. And it wasn't like this was a devastating loss for us, because it's not true. But based on some of the numbers I saw and what I saw happening, it's our fault. You conservatives, what are you doing? Are you off the couch? What are you doing? You know, I go to my Christian friends, and I'll start off with you first, because I love beating on you. It's just a lot of fun to beat on your brothers and sisters, don't you know that? I go to you first and say, look, for those of you who've written me and said that, you know, politics and religion don't belong together, I say bupkis, but you don't have to agree with that part of it. But if you're a Christian, your moral values, your law, your lifestyle, the way you live your life, comes from the Bible. And if you study the Bible, you'll find out that God gave you government. This is God's tool. Well, shouldn't you take care of it? The Bible even says that we're supposed to go out and pick a godly person to put in positions of authority to rule over us. Well, if that's the case, you really think a heathen? You really think an atheist? You really think a non-believer is going to go out there and choose a godly man to protect you? Not going to happen. And then you send your kids to Caesar's school. Your kids, the ones that God put in your custody, put in your care. And then you send them to the heathen to be taught. And then you don't hold their feet to the fire. We have somebody that got suspended from a Catholic school because he said there's only two genders. Think about it. Hey, I'm Tobin, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be safe this weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Lots of stuff going on in the world. Lots of dumb people out there. I want you back with me at the beginning of next week. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time you spend out of your life listening to The Real Side with Joe Mancini. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.